My name is Tim. It's my first time calling, second time listening to you.
Well, what finally got you to call? You had an encounter?
Yeah, I didn't know who else to call about what I just saw. I live in a small town in Northern California on the outskirts.
Okay.
Nestled up in the mountains there, I have a nice two-story house with woods around it and a circular driveway made out of gravel. At any rate, tonight I was up in my study, which is the room with the big bay window, and overlooking the driveway in the front of the house, and I was trying to get some of my paperwork in order, and I heard a noise outside that sounded like little footsteps running in the driveway. And the reason I heard it so clear was because the driveway is all gravel.
Yeah.
And makes a distinctive noise. And I assumed this was my daughter. However, my daughter yelled upstairs at that exact moment.
So you knew it wasn't her.
So I knew it wasn't her. I went to the window out of curiosity because we live about 2 miles from anyone. And there was a small little boy, what looked like a little child, behind my vehicle and looking towards the front of the house.
And do you have neighbors?
We have no neighbors for about 2 miles.
Oh, my God. All right, so the little kid, you think, is out there all by himself.
Sure, and because I don't see an adult. And so what I do is I get my daughter, we go downstairs.
How old is she?
She's 13 years old.
Why'd you go get her?
I assumed it must have been one of her friends.
Oh, okay, so you just wanted her.
We have a couple girls that live a ways down the road.
All right,
you know,
I'm with
you. Maybe it was one of their relatives.
Okay. I thought you were bringing her out for protection.
Oh, no. And we get to the front door, we open it up, and I call out, and there's no one there, no one answering. So we proceed to walk down the corridor, and I heard a shifting noise coming from behind my car. And as we approached the rear of the vehicle, to my pure amazement, to both me and my daughter, there stood a 2.5-foot man. 2.5 to 3-foot man with a full beard, some sort of buckskin boots, and like a possum hat. I remember this because it wasn't the standard Davy Crockett hat that you wear with, like, the raccoon.
And is he staring at you?
Staring at us. And, you know, I'm 6 foot, 190 pounds, and nothing scares me until this moment. Anyways, we stared for a second that seemed like an eternity, and the little man's face changed.
Into what?
Into a grimacing look. And he did like a half smile and half frown look on his face. And my daughter started screaming.
That's what scared you.
Bloody murder. And I went and looked at my daughter, turned to look at my daughter. When I looked around, he was gone.
Oh, my God. And no communication with this creature.
No communication with this creature, but we're a little frightened at this point. I'm not about to call anybody.
And this, like, just happened?
Earlier this evening, right before dinner time.
This has got to be one of the strangest stories I've ever heard.
And it is a full moon tonight, isn't it?
It was a couple days ago, but it's pretty darn close. I don't know what to tell you.
Kind of frightened. I think I'm going to be installing some security alerts.
Well, if it works, I mean, how do you know this thing wasn't dimensional? I mean, it may not be physical.
I can't believe that there's a 2.5-foot man.
See, it's the grimacing that bothers me. You know, if it was just a small person, possible, or maybe even like a leprechaun, possible.
Right.
But this grimace, that's kind of scary.
I don't know what he was doing out there.
I mean, he didn't try to attack you or anything like that?
Didn't try to attack me. Just did a grimacing look, and you could see his teeth, and he had almost green teeth.
Green teeth?
Green teeth and blonde hair. It was raggly hair, long down to his shoulders. Dirty. A dirty man.
But he looked dressed, right?
He was dressed for the occasion.
Yeah.
You know, with the buckskin boots and everything, or some kind of hided boots.
I wonder, is it possible that when you turned, this little thing was so fast, it ran off into the woods or anything like that? Could that have been?
I was thinking the same thing, but I heard his footsteps coming up.
Now, is there anything there that you would have been able to see, you know, any footprints in the gravel?
The only thing I was thinking is my heart was beating so fast, maybe, you know, maybe I just didn't hear him leave.
Maybe, but you are sure you saw him?
I'm absolutely positive.
And
my daughter did as well.
She did too. Is she petrified right now?
She went to bed already, but I had to give her some NyQuil.
Where's mom, if I can ask? Is there a mom?
We got a divorce.
Okay, so
we got a divorce, so it's just me and my daughter.
Is this your weekend, or are you raising her?
Weekend. It's our weekend.
Okay. I wonder if she'll come back.
Yeah.
That is kind of weird. Hey, keep a camera close by next time. I want a picture of this thing.
Will do.
All right, be safe.
Thank you.
I have no idea what advice to give this person. None. Especially with that grimace. I've never heard of anything like this before. A very unusual story.